When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men News for Wednesday the 28th of August. I am Ross Chanley, today joined by the one, the only, James Redmond.
Hola.
Hi James.
Hi.
How are we?
I'm fine. Good. I'm okay, yeah.
How have you been? I've seen you for a while.
I know, it's been...
Apart from on the internet every 5 minutes.
I've probably this week been the most hated man on Twitter. Well, actually a bit of mixture.
Politicians, mate.
Shitty 40.
Should we do some news? Yeah. Before we do, actually, a little reminder, me and Ben plugged this yesterday. You can subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so already. We go live at 12:30 every day, Monday to Friday, to bring you the latest Liverpool news and updates. We are currently on 21,611. Yesterday, we were on 21,497, so that's a good little improvement. Thank you very much if you've done so. Tell all your friends.
Red Men News doing, bitch.
Yep, thanks, James. News, first one, Dejan Lovren. Roma to make a late Dejan Lovren swoop, apparently. Roma reportedly planning to make a late move for Liverpool defender Dejan Lovren. The Giallorossi, as we said before, were believed to be interested in the 30-year-old Croatian international earlier this summer, but talks failed to materialise. However, after seeing a bid for Juventus defender Daniel Rugani, rejected Paolo Fonseca's side and now applying a late bid for former Lyon defender who has made 170 appearances in all competitions since joining the Reds in 2014. There's reports that Roma sport director Gianluca Petracci is set to a concrete offer for Lovren this week. It was late to see the defender move to Italian capital on loan for this season with an option for a permanent deal in 2020. James, this has come up quite a lot in the past couple of weeks. Obviously, the European market is still open, which is a separate conversation that provides problems in itself.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on the Dejan Lovren thing? Is this a... I know you touched on it briefly on the Reds news earlier this morning. You know, he's seen himself fall down the pecking order with Matip's form. Joe Gomez is, you know, putting injuries behind him. And having a 4-3 centre-half, in my opinion, I don't want to put words in your mouth, I'm fine with just keeping Lovren.
Yeah, 100%. The whole point of wanting to keep Lovren is for that squad depth. It's simple as, you know, when he got dropped in the team, it was when... He had obviously that great season where we got to the Champions League final against Real Madrid. He got to the World Cup final with Croatia. That's a very impressive thing to do. He's got experience in the Premier League. I'm not surprised Roma want to come in for him because he is a very good player. Like I said, he's got experience. He's actually a good defender. He's learnt a lot from players like Van Dijk, I'm sure, as well, because that's when he seemed to have improved, as well as Matip as well.
Mistakes behind him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, maybe he does have still a mistake in him, but at the end of the day, he is rightly the fourth. Best fourth choice centre back in world football, and you need to keep hold of that for seasons like this. There's no point in selling him when you never know when you're going to need him.
The other side to the argument of this is people like you just mentioned there of his mistakes and the baggage that he comes with, and Liverpool slowly eradicating the people that are in that bracket. And obviously, Alberto Moreno went in the summer. I think Daniel Sturridge kind of has a bit of baggage in terms of injuries. Mingelaik made mistakes and he's gone. I think there's only probably like Lallana and Lovren left in that bracket.
Yeah.
Do you get the argument that people want him to go?
Of course I do. I absolutely get it. But the thing about Lovren and Lallana, they haven't had any attitude. Not that Moreno, Sturridge and Mignolet did, but you know, they still had a few times where they came out and he was like, I don't know if I'm exactly happy with Lovren. I haven't really heard that from him.
No, fair enough. Let us know your thoughts again on Dejan Lovren. Would you keep him? And the actual deal itself, is a loan to buy. Is that what you wanted to do with him, or would you rather just keep hold of him? And we'll move on to Nabi Keita. Someone else who's suffered quite a few injuries so far, so this is coming from Empire of the Cop, our friends there, posted by Biscans Boots. When Liverpool will likely see Nabi Keita again, it doesn't look like we'll see Nabi Keita in the first team for a good few weeks just yet. Echo journalist Paul Gorst has suggested next weekend's game against Burnley will come too soon, and given there's a 2-week international break after that, perhaps we can schedule in the Newcastle fixture on September 14th, as his earliest possible return. A couple of quotes. Klopp said before the Southampton game that a muscle injury around the hip was Keita's latest alignment. It's a case of two steps forward and two back for the Guinea international since he joined last summer, and must be so frustrating for him. Liverpool have a special player on their hands, and if he can get him fit and firing, but he's only shown flashes of it so far. Given Klopp's comments before the Arsenal game, Burnley's likely to come too soon for him, but the Reds boss will offer another update on Friday when he does his pre-match presser. James, I feel sorry for him at this point now, and there's, you know, as much as frustrating as the quotes say there, I want to see him in a Liverpool shirt. We're so excited that we waited so long for him, and he's right in what he's saying there. It's just setback after setback for him, and he was mishandled in the international break, which has since come out. I think the manager and someone else involved in the Guinea international setup has been sacked for partly, I think it was mishandling. It was phrased, I'm paraphrased there.
Yeah.
You know, we're keen to see Naby Keita, but we'd rather he was managed properly and come back fit and firing. And I think, again, don't put words in your mouth, that we're quite lucky that we've got the Ray midfielders all on form at the minute. So, you know, he's not that instrumental right now, is he?
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's disappointing for him personally. I'm sure very frustrating that is the correct word to use, because at the end of the day, he took a while to get into the team. And then when he did get into the team and actually started firing and actually was scoring goals and was creating chances for us, he looked like a top-class player. And then he got that setback, came back, got injured again. It's just, it's going to play in your mind a little bit. But the best thing to do in these situations is, when he is recovered, which is saying after the international break, which I suppose is the good things about them, because it gives your whole team a break, as well as players like Naby Keita to recover from certain injuries, and it would be good to see him back very soon. But I do get the frustration, and I understand on the national team's point of view why they mishandle it so bad. They want to play him, yeah. I get that. But obviously, from our point of view, it is a frustrating thing.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have him back fit and firing. We could argue we'd want to get into the team at this point, because we're all doing pretty well, aren't we? Someone else who probably won't be in the team is Ryan Kent. As latest on him, amidst his Rangers interest. Ryan Kent is understood to be keeping his options open over his future, despite having his heart set on a return to Ibrox, according to reports. Sky Sports News is reporting that 22-year-old is keen to leave Liverpool before the European transfer window closes. He's been the subject of interest from teams in Belgium, France, while the Gers are still keen on bringing him back to Scotland. Liverpool's preference is Sel Kent, who scored 6 goals and notched 4 assists during his loan spell with the Light Blues last season, but the Reds believe to further and get around £7 million on open, aren't open to the idea of sending him on loan again.
Got a lot of nicknames, don't they? Rangers.
Yeah, the Gers, Light Blues.
The Gers, the Bonkers, or whatever it was called above there.
What?
It was like the Ibrox.
Ibrox is the stadium up here.
Oh, is that the stadium? Sorry. Right, what?
Sorry, Rangers fans. I'm getting to the point where maybe I'm just a bit sopper. I understand his frustrations. Yeah. And I think there was a report last week that he down tools because he was pissed off. But you don't know the insides of things. What he's been told, what he's been promised. He had a really good season by all accounts at Rangers. You know, I think he won a youth player of the season because he did so well. And he's probably seen a door out of Liverpool, mm-hmm. or like, you know, a glimmer of hope in his career. And because Liverpool are pushing for a high price for him, doesn't seem it's going to happen.
Yeah, I suppose either way, whatever does happen, I mean, me personally, I don't want to see him go, but the reason why I think it might as well happen now is because a lot's already happened. He's been in the team for quite a few years now. We've seen him play against Tranmere, and then we don't see any more of him. And he had a good season there. He plays well. He might as well go back if that's best for him. Obviously, we mentioned before we started the show how he weren't involved in the under-23s match against Southampton the other night, and I think that is a big factor in itself, because he would surely be a part of that team because he's good enough to be in the under-23s for sure. And if he's not being involved in them squads, then there's obviously some substance to this, and I get it from his point of view.
Is £7 million a lot to ask for?
£7
million? Yeah.
I don't think that's a lot in today's market for a quick winger like that. Someone who you know can do a job for you. I think that, if anything, that's quite a steal, to be honest.
Fair enough. Let us know your thoughts in the comments on that subject or any others. We'll get to them in a minute. Just going to quickly plug the website, as we always do. The content is flying out on there in a minute. And whatever you're into, I think we pretty much got you covered. There's a youth pod show going on, so you want to know more about the youth people. Anyone who's on loan, you want to keep up to date with what they're doing is really good. And around the league podcast we recorded yesterday, we had a Chelsea fan and a City fan getting their perspective on, you know, their clubs, what they think of Liverpool, how they think the season's going to pan out, and it's really nice to have a conversation with fans of other clubs and not turn into a slanging match like it does on Twitter. The stats and tactics with Chris does, and I swear to God, there's a free clip on the Redmen channel on YouTube. Like, you just learn something. I'm not into stats or tactics, but I watched that and I'm completely blown away by what he does with it. Loads of written content and everything else is downloadable.
It's crazy the detail that goes into them stats and
yeah, it's nuts, isn't it? I swear to God, it's well worth a watch. And then finally, just a gentle reminder, there's the Carabao Cup draw tonight.
Yes!
Yeah, Champions League, big one tomorrow. Is right. Champions League one's tomorrow, which will be live on Redmen channel.
Is right.
At 5 o'clock. But yeah, it'll be tonight around 9:30 after the Everton game. So after Everton get knocked out, go and see in there. There's a couple of teams that are already through. There you go. The draw of the third round will take place following the conclusion of Lincoln versus Everton. The match decided in 90 minutes, so it'll be shortly after 9:30. Sky Sports main event. Streams also fired Sky. App, and they'll be played on the 23rd of September. I would really like a lower league opposition because we played like Premier League clubs for the last couple of seasons, and it gives us a chance to go and send those youngsters out.
Yeah,
you know, Harvey Elliott, your mate, Bruce, there, all
cool,
these people.
Man. We're cool.
Yeah, good, isn't it? And it gives those people that need squad time, like a Naby Keita could go into that game and he's still getting game time and keeping
fit. Yeah, 100%. You know, it's very important to have these type of games, these little challenges for young players and for players who don't play a part of the first team as much. And like you say, people like Naby Keita who can come back in, show what they're worth. And these are where people get the chances.
Yeah.
These are where people actually get a chance to go into the first team. And I think that'd be a good. Also, the reason why I'd want a lower league opposition as well is because if you look at the season that we've had so far, we had a massive pre-season, then we had City, then we started the Prem, then we had the Super Cup. It'd be nice to just be able to go out there with our second team, whatever that may be, and just have fun with it and hopefully go through.
Fair enough. Comments, Tom?
Yeah, just a couple. Jojo, talk about Dejan Lovren. He's gone, I think. Klopp doesn't even include him on the sub-bench.
That's just the pecking order where he is now. I think, you know, we spoke in depth, again, I'm going to plug the Reds news roundup that we did today, of, you know, Joel Matip's form has gone up, you know, the consistency has gone up, you know. Lovren's made those mistakes, and he's kind of made his own bed and he has to line it. I agree with the comment. So, you know, Joe Gomez's stock has gone up, so he's fourth choice. That's why he doesn't get in. You don't really want to have two centre-halves on the bench because you put yourself short somewhere else, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, even without the mistakes, I think he's fourth choice. I think just the way Gomez and Matip just display themselves on the pitch, it's just a given that they're going to play over him.
Doesn't celebrate like Matip either, does he?
I know. It's all this. This is what's getting the first.
All about that dad dance. A couple more, Tom.
Someone please gift that.
Harshell, if you watch it.
Banana Drama talking about Keita saying Newcastle would be a good game for him.
I think so, yeah, but it also, yeah, you're having that international break, you come back to Newcastle, I think you could argue it's a good game for him to come into, but you could also argue who would you drop, and if all the players just had a break,
yeah,
you know, if you're Gini Wijnaldum, if you're, you know, Hendo and Naby Keita's coming in, you're thinking, well, I've not really deserved to be dropped in this case, but you need to rotate that midfield, don't you? And I think Klopp's had a habit of going all out in the first spot, having an international break, and then he starts rotating the midfield because we're starting getting towards, you know, soon enough, like the Christmas, and schedule picks up again, doesn't it? We're playing 2-3 games a week, Carabao Cup's in there, Champions League games start at the back end of September as well, so you've got to consider all that, haven't you?
Yeah, you do, definitely, you know, but in my opinion, don't fix what isn't broken, you know, obviously I've got to think about other things, but at the end of the day, we're going for the league, we're going for the Champions League again, I'm sure, obviously the league's the main priority. And you want to go there with your best 11 every week to make sure that you definitely get them 3 points.
Yeah. One more.
Oh.
But you never won, did you?
Yeah, I've got one. This Ryan Kent, Christian W says, not good enough for current to make a break for the first team. If sending him away is what it takes, then so be it. But I expect a buyback clause at the very least.
No, I'd agree with that. And he must look at that front three, or even the people behind, like Origi or Shaqiri, and he's not getting anywhere near it, is he? Because obviously, he signed a new contract. Shaqiri's not getting the game for himself, so are Ryan Kent going to get in there? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they don't want to loan him back out again. I know he's had quite a few loans, to be fair, actually. But why don't they just say, let's go out on loan again? Because he's not doing anything in under 23s. He obviously doesn't want to be there. I think he's at that point where he's too good for the under 23s.
Yeah.
But that he's not good enough for the first team to surely, you know, loan him out again.
Yeah.
With a buyback clause or, you know, yeah, a clause that he goes.
Do you know why I think that'll probably be the perfect solution, a buyback clause? Because the worst thing would be to sell him and...
He does bits.
Yeah, he does a lot of bits and then just gets linked with all the mad teams and we sold him. But at the end of the day, I'd never see Kent getting into our first team. When I pick him up and I say I like him, I'm not saying it because he'll ever get in our first. He probably won't. But he's a good squad player to have. He is like that Shaqiri sort of player. I'm not saying he'll even become as good as him, but he's a good option to have within the team. You need them type of players at the end of the day if you want to be competing for trophies. And the fact that we're thinking about actually just selling him full stop, I think it just affects the squad depth a bit. And you're right, he is too good for them under-23s. He's been in that team for about 5 years now, do you know what I mean? Yeah. So if I was him myself, I'd be looking on moving away.
Yeah, he's probably looking at the likes of Harry Wilson and others that they're in that kind of similar age group that have all gone off anyway, haven't they? But wrap up there. We'll be back tomorrow, 12:30. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell, and as soon as we go live, you will know about it. And we'll also be live on the main Redmen channel from about 5:00 with the Champions League draw. So you can go and interact with Chris, Adam Rowe, and James Sutton, and go and give your thoughts on the Champions League draw tomorrow. And we'll see you then. Ta-ra.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.